Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Georgia Technology Summit 2023. It's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. So excited to be broadcasting live from Georgia Technology Summit 2023. This is the largest technology showcase in Georgia, and so excited to be talking to my guest, Ron McMurtry. He's a TAG board member, and he is the Chief Commercial Officer with Honeywell. Welcome, Ron.
Hey there. How are you? Thank you.
I am so excited to be talking to you. Tell us kind of your vision of the summit, and is it matching the way that you thought it could be?
Yeah, well, the summit is gone on for 20 plus years. It's really one of the most iconic events that we host. TAG does about 120 events a year. This is the single event that is a melting pot for all that's Georgia, whether it's startups, scale-ups, large enterprise, every persona from CEO down to, you know, someone starting their business for the first time. So it creates a great environment where the entire tech ecosystem comes together. And it's been an interesting ride, like most. You know, TAG went through its COVID virtualness of doing these events. And last year we came together in person. This is really a paramount moment where we've now up at peak guests and people out and about. And I couldn't be better as it just started.
Now, what is kind of at the end of the day when the summit's over and you go back and you're with the board, what are some of the things that you're kind of looking for as like the metrics that matter for you? Like, how do you kind of decide whether you're high-fiving or saying, hey, next year we're going to do this differently?
Well, at the end of the day, you know, TAG is a reflection of the business environment within Georgia. We have 20 societies. Those societies are all special interests based on some theme of business or technology. And this is an event about membership. So our members vote. Our members tell us whether we're hitting it. Our members tell and we look at engagement. We look at how our societies grow and the types of issues they take on and the kind of programs they spin out of this. So our metrics are really driven by membership, how they engage, and how our societies grow with that.
Now, when you talk about members, because TAG serves so many different groups, you have members that are, you know, young people to veteran seasoned people that are retired or giving back, nonprofits. You run the gamut of all industries, really, because now everything touches technology. How do you kind of break down the memberships and which ones are the ones that you think are the room for growth?
Well, we're always targeting the next generation of innovator. I mean, it's ecosystems thrive by the...
So that's your flywheel, is you want to really capture that person's attention and let them know that TAG has something for them.
Absolutely does. We have to serve all personas and all people in their life cycle. I might have been one of the categorized people in your description of members, and I am one that's giving back. The Atlanta community has been great to me. But my role is really helping create new members come in. It's a great way to develop leaders, future leaders, not only within their own companies, but within TAG, and rise up through the ranks and keep the organization growing and thriving.
So if you were giving a pitch to a young person that maybe has heard of TAG but hasn't gotten involved yet, what would your pitch to them be?
I give the pitch every season. We run early career programs within Honeywell that I've started around bringing interns in. And part of the internship is we give them a membership to TAG. And I do that because we have a group called Young Pros. And Young Pros is a way where new leaders that are coming up in their career can apply themselves. It's a way to network. It's a way to get connected in technology and learn what's happening and learn from others that have done it. So there's a huge value prop for an individual, but it comes down to how you want to spend your time also.
Now, when you're talking to young people, a lot of young people kind of lean into the digital communication and digital world, and a lot of TAG is in person in real life like it is here. There's, you know, hundreds if not thousands of people brimming around us. Is it difficult for you to move them, in their mind at least, to, hey, I have to meet people face-to-face, I have to shake people's hands, I have to do work that people see me actually doing with their eyes and get to know me that way, as well as, you know, no matter how savvy I am online?
look, the world of business has changed a lot, and the way people work has changed a lot. But at the end of the day, people still want to get out, and they need to engage. There's parts of TAG that are highly virtual and parts that we come together. But we have found that our engagement is highest when people come together. And regardless of the demographic, we have not seen a change in that.
So young people are embracing that? They're not kind of shying away?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, when you're if you're an attendee of an event like this, how would you kind of structure your day?
The best way to structure a day is to, you know, participate in the keynotes. We also have learning sessions, breakouts. There's, you know, 12 to choose from. So you pick yours that are thematic for how you want to stretch yourself, how you want to develop, and make the rounds through the tech showcase. We feature the top 40 companies that are growing in Georgia, and they're exhibited here along with our sponsors. It's a great way to make your rounds. So for me, I start with the keynotes. I attend some breakouts, and I make my way through networking and all these the showcase we have going on.
Now, are there any trends you're seeing in technology in Georgia, like moving forward into 2024 and beyond?
No. Well, many. I mean, if you look at future power generation and the amount of gig sites that are coming in, we've seen tech companies start to use Georgia as its southern headquarters. You know, across the patch, we're seeing growth in many different angles, especially e-commerce and fintech.
Yeah, that's been here for a minute, and you see no slowing down in the growth in that area?
Not at all. In fact, it plays very well with the business I'm a part of.
Now, for people who want to connect with TAG, what's the best way to do that?
Come straight to TAG Online. You can get engaged right there. There's lots of ways to get started, whether it's attending a society, attending an event. But, you know, best ways to take action, and you do that, and any one of us on the board or anyone in membership will step right up to help you.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We're going to be back live from Georgia Technology Summit 2023 in a few.